Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Click on the American Senior Communities logo or go to ASCSeniorCare.com for information about services, locations, and special stories of seniors.
We're back on Caregiver Crossing. I'm Tina McIntosh in studio with Terry Stacy.
Hello.
Hello. And we have a couple of guests in studio with us. We've got Patrice McDowell, who is the Safe at Home Project Manager with Sequoia Aging and In-Home Services. Good morning, Patrice.
Hello, Patrice.
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
And then we've got Austin Steele, superhero, also executive director at Greenwood Meadows. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you.
I just really dig your name.
Thanks.
Austin Steele. So we want to talk a little bit this morning. I'm really glad you're both with us. Sequoia, you have an exciting event next week presented by United Home Healthcare. Is that correct?
That's correct. United Home Healthcare is our title sponsor for our annual Safe at Home event, which takes place during Fall Prevention Month in September.
And what happens at Safe at Home?
Well, Safe at Home is what we're calling our half-day annual campaign to do home modifications for low-income seniors. And so we get volunteers to come out in the hundreds to come out and do those volunteer projects. We have contractors who want to give back and pay it forward. So people come out and they volunteer. They bring their power tools. We have families that bring their children and they can do yard projects. So it's a vast majority of projects that we can do. And we pretty much focus on installing grab bars. We do some handrails. We do some inside projects that we can get completed in that half day. So we start off about 8:30 in the morning. We have lunch and we wrap up about noon. And we know that all those projects are done and the seniors are able to continue to live safely in their home and minimizes the chances of them falling.
And I just think it's such a great program. You've been doing it a while, haven't you, Patrice?
Actually, this will be our fifth year. We have a lot to be excited for. This is our fifth Safe at Home, and we are so happy to have United Home Healthcare as our title sponsor because they've been around since inception of Safe at Home. We started out really small where not very many people knew about us, but now we have people fighting to be that title sponsor, and it's been great. I mean, people know more about Safe at Home now than they ever known before.
Well, think about how many lives you're changing in that one day.
Oh, absolutely. One year we did about 54 homes, and that about killed us. So we decided to kind of pull back. We're going to do about 20 homes on that day. We have, like I said, about 225 volunteers. We have just that day where we do fall prevention risk assessments. We use Brown Mikey College OTA students to come out and do those assessments for all of the homeowners. So it's a lot that's going on that day around fall prevention for our seniors in the community.
Do you need any more homes, or you have the homes you're doing?
We'll have all the homes that we're doing, but we do need more volunteers as always and people to come out for that day.
And how would folks get in touch with you?
If they just go to our Sequoia website at sequoia.org, and there's a Safe at Home section. And if they just look there, all of the information will be right there. And my contact information is listed as well.
Terry and I have been talking a little bit about Joy's House Adult Day Service. We're in Broad Ripple, and that's my day job. Uh-huh. We took on a second location, and we will be moving to a home at University of Indianapolis's campus.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, if you end up needing an extra home or have way too many volunteers, send them my way, because we need all the same stuff done there very quickly, so we might need to talk.
I just want to ask Patrice real quickly, for those that are listening that don't have that opportunity to have that kind of help come in, and maybe kind of give us a little bit of an assessment on what can make someone's home safer so that your seniors can continue living independently.
Well, there are several options that homeowners and children can do for their parents. I mean, just installing a grab bar. I mean, moving clutter out of walkways, putting a bell on the pet. To some of those things are what you can do. Some of the
bell on the pet. That's a good one. It really is, because I have senior citizen friends that don't want to take on an animal because they're afraid of falling. I mean, it's really one of the biggest fears for senior citizens, I believe, is falling, right? I believe I've read that somewhere. A bell. Thank you.
Yes.
Done. You've earned your keep here, Patrice.
Grab bars, clutter, and putting a bell on a pet. Other things? Anything else you can think
of? We can do handheld showers to make the ease for them to get in. Shower seats, those types of things. And we also have another program at Sequoia, which is our Lifelong Living Communities. And we can actually do a fall assessment for a person's home and come in and do a home audit to see what some of the things that they can do, and we can make recommendations as to things that they can do in the home.
Simple things to be done to keep you living in your home.
Absolutely.
Love it. Sokoa does incredible work. Well, and Austin Steele, you are still with us here.
Yes.
And American Senior Communities, obviously you see the importance of events like this, and you've been involved with this, correct?
Correct.
So what has your involvement been like?
You know, I think really if you think about what the involvement is, it's if you want to make an impact, it's a real easy way to just make an impact. I mean, getting out there, you know, committing a Saturday morning to, you know, bettering our seniors that aren't necessarily in your community, that's the way to get involved, really, is through an outreach like this.
And what should volunteers expect?
You know, if you really just want to expect... you know, I don't even really know how to explain it, but really getting to know a senior basically while you're in there, you're in the house, you're helping them out, and you get to see that on their face. You don't get to see that every day when you're thinking about kind of helping someone out. This is a way to be there, to have an impact, and get to see a smile on someone's face.
So if Terry and I want to come out and volunteer, Patrice, do we need to have some mad skills, or can we show up and you'll show us
up.
What to do?
I'll put you to work. You can show up.
Terry, I want a belt.
I was going to say,
you want to have a tool belt. Yeah.
You can get a tool belt.
Terry, you just want to put bells on the animals.
I do. That would be a great job for me.
I know.
I've learned something today. Patrice always teaches us something when she does come in. I really do mean it. I really think Sokoa is an amazing thing. But I just want to go back to Austin Steele for just a moment,
sure.
Executive Director of Greenwood Meadows. Is there a flu component to this year's Safe at Home event?
Yes, there has been.
Okay, Patrice, thank you.
Well, actually, what has happened, people have learned about Safe at Home existence, and I got a call from the National Council on Aging, and they just wanted to piggyback on the Safe at Home event and come out and have us to provide flu education materials for people in the community. So what we did, instead of having separate events, we're going to do it all on the same day. Walgreens, they're going to come out and provide free flu shots for people that have their Medicare cards. And we're going to have our sponsors that are already at Safe at Home. They're going to do a health fair. And we're going to shuttle some seniors in from different facilities. We have a commitment from American Senior Communities that they will bring some of their residents from our neighborhoods to come out for that day. So the word is really getting out. So we've added this component. I mean, flu is something that just as much as falls are taking our seniors' lives. And so because their immune systems get a little weaker as they age. And so that annual flu vaccination is really important. And so we wanted to be able to support the National Council and to do that for our seniors in our community. So we're asking everybody to come out on that day from about 9:30 to 11:30 and to get your flu shot and to learn more about fall prevention and any other services that are helpful for seniors.
And where will they actually come?
They will actually come to Sokoa headquarters. We are actually having it at our Sokoa office, which is located at 4755 Kingsway Drive. So all this will take place on September 20th. So it's going to be a lot going on that day.
Contact information, Patrice, for you at Sokoa?
My contact information, you can go to email me at pmcdowell@sokoa.org, or you can go to our website and look under Safe at Home and you can reach me there.
Perfect. And Austin Steele, for you, Greenwood Meadows, how would folks get a hold of you?
Sure. You can stop by the building. We're at 1200 South State Road 135 in Greenwood, or you can give us a call at 317-300-2200.
All right. And Facebook?
I'm on Facebook and Twitter under Sokoa, so I'm there as well.
All right. Excellent. I know you have one too.
Yes, we do.
As well as Austin.
Oh, okay. All right. Austin, did you want to give us a Facebook or anything? You're just under...
You know what? Yeah, we're under Greenwood Meadows.
Okay,
you can find us on there on Facebook.
Okay.
Yep, thanks.
We want to make sure everybody's covered.
Yeah.
All right. 300-2200, the number to call. And also Sokoa.org. This is Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.